Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Here's McCabe, all the way, scores!
Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Thursday, November 18th. It's game day, babies. The Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Winnipeg Jets for the second straight game. Of course, the Oilers are coming off a 5-2 loss on Tuesday. It wasn't a very good performance. They were down 4-0 at one point. Mikko Koskinen got pulled after 40 minutes. There was just not a lot of juice in that game. But we'll set up tonight's match here in Edmonton as the boys return home. I am your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. And on the pod today, I'll be joined by Tommy Gazzolas. There's a lot of news regarding the Edmonton Oilers lineup today. He was probably down at the morning skate, so he'll join me here in a couple of minutes from now to break it all down, and I will give you those lines that we saw that are going to go tonight. So it's going to be Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. It's going to be RNH with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Third line remains the same. McLeod centering Warren Fogle and Zach Cassian. And the fourth line is where it changes. Tyler Benson with Kyle Turris and Colton Sevier, so Brandon Perlini out, and Derek Ryan was not on the ice. The head coach, who we will hear from in the third segment, said it hasn't been diagnosed a concussion yet. They're getting more tests, but he will not play tonight, so Derek Ryan out of the lineup. I don't know about that fourth line. It looks pretty weak to me, but it is the fourth line. They don't play a lot anyway. I mean, we'll see what happens down, so Derek Ryan is the big news. Nurse with Barry, Keith with CeCe, Cuckoo with Bouchard, and the big one, Stuart Skinner gets the start for the Edmonton Oilers. Do you like that move? I mean, it is what it is. I don't think either goalie's ideal right now to go with. I'd prefer Mike Smith or someone else. But hopefully the young man can pick up his win, and the Oilers are going to have to play better defensively. They have not been good. They're giving up a ton of shots, ton of chances, and they need to help their young goaltender out. So I don't actually mind it. Koskinen's been hit and miss lately too. So, and Skinner's lost both games, but I don't think he's been overly bad outside of that blunder in Detroit. So that's the big news of the day. The Edmonton Oilers sit second in the Pacific with 22 points behind the Anaheim Ducks, and the Winnipeg Jets first in the Central with 21 points. They've won three straight. Edmonton's looking to get back in the win column after that loss on Tuesday. And the Oilers have lost five straight, including the playoffs, to the Winnipeg Jets, and before that they had won six straight. Oilers power play PK still ranked in the top two in the NHL. PK, I think, is number two. Winnipeg's got a decent power play. Their PK is ranked in, I think, their bottom three, so the Oilers got to find a way to draw some penalties and produce on the power play against this Jets team. They did last game, but it was late in the game. They were already down 4-0, so you know what I mean. But let's get to it and break down this game and preview it for all of you listening to this podcast, as I welcome in now my good buddy Tom Gazzola from TSN 1260 and the Oil Stream podcast with Dustin Nielsen. I thought you were at practice. You weren't at practice, but you saw the lines coming out today. But I want to get to what's going to happen between the pipes. First of all, Stuart Skinner gets the start, Tommy, and for you, is this the right move? And does this kind of, for you, am I reading maybe too much into it, where they're like, Koskinen hasn't been sharp lately, or is it just whatever, like you were good either way, or are you a little surprised that Skinner's getting this game?
When it comes to this start, I do think that this is Dave Tippett and probably Dustin Schwartz trying to break this chain, habit, pattern, whatever you want to call it, of being down a goal in every game.
Yeah.
and it coming at the hands of the goaltender. Listen, here's the facts, okay? Mikko Koskinen, in his last six starts, let in the first shot of the game once. That was Tuesday night against Winnipeg. Twice has allowed the second shot of the game to go in. I'll give him the Hedl one. That was a great shot. Has also allowed the third shot of the game to go in and the fourth shot of the game to go in. And then the other start in his last six, where it's the outlier, and call this crazy, Nanso, was when he allowed the 10th shot of the game to go in, and that was against the St. Louis Blues. So
yeah.
You've allowed the first goal of the game six times in a row. I know that Skinner was part of those games as well against Buffalo and Detroit, but you've also got Mikko Koskinen, who I just ripped off the facts going back to November 1st with his starts. I think they're trying to bust out of this, and they think that Stuart Skinner might be able to get them the first, second, third, or fourth shot saved and not have this team down after 5 minutes in a game, which is incredible because they managed to win a whole bunch of those games, Hernan, as we know. But at some point, like, you get fed up when you got the same negative thing happen over and over again.
You're always chasing, right? Like, you're always chasing.
Exactly. Like, you bend, and eventually you break. Good on the team. Good on for Koskinen. Good on him for bouncing back in those games. But he did damage, allowing those early goals, right? And now I think they're just trying to find a way to break out of this little spell of allowing the first goal to go in on the first few shots.
If Skinner does well tonight, do you go back to him on Saturday, Tom?
Why not?
Okay.
Why not? You got a Chicago Blackhawks team that's coming in playing really well after they fired their coach. They're on a winning streak. They just beat Seattle. Listen, I know the Seattle Kraken aren't a great team, but, you know, when you're feeling good and you've got a bunch of wins in a row, you feel like you can take on anybody. So if Skinner gives you a great start tonight and they get a good result, then why not go back to Stuart Skinner? Let Mikko Koskinen hypothetically rest until his next time that the Oilers need him, because I don't know if it's the workload or the days or what, but Nanso, things that we saw in years prior with Mikko Koskinen are starting to pop up again, and the circumstances are different in regard to scheduling, having his family here, getting a training camp. He had all those things. Those were things that were brought up going into last year, and he's you know, let them down at times. He's also been pretty good after he allowed those goals. I get that. I will recognize that. And I'll throw in, too, and we'll talk about this, I'm sure. The team in front of him needs to be much better, especially 5-on-5.
We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season, and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, that's where I was going to get to next. Top three lines remain the same. The D pairings are the same. The only change is your fourth line, which is, for me, not a very good one. I'm assuming this is going to be a three-line game. Like, the fourth line is going to get on there, but they're going to be limited with Benson, Sevier, and Turris, and then Skinner's the big one, obviously. But, Tom, you know, the Oilers sliding a bit here, giving up a ton of shots, a ton of chances. They have slow starts. It seems they can't find their way into games until late in the first or into the second period. What's the big number one issue for you with this team right now for these slow starts and just the defensive?
Nanso, I'll even tell you this, like, it's sloppiness. And it isn't just in the last little bit, too, in their own zone.
That's true.
They were sloppy right out of the gates when it came to game one. There were nights when we were watching them against the Canucks or the Flames or whatever, Arizona and Vegas, when they were on that trip, and you're like, why are they coughing up all these grade-A scoring opportunities or getting hemmed in their own zone? And it's because they're making poor choices in their own zone when it came to outlet passes. You know, there's been times where they'll just rim the puck up the wall to nobody or to the opposition. You know, they'll uncontested just make a boneheaded pass out of their own zone. There's been times where they make a bad play at the opposition blue line, and lo and behold, it's an odd man rush the other way. It's been sloppy all year long, not just the last couple of weeks. D-zone, sloppy. Neutral zone, sloppy, especially early in games. And then they find ways to clean it up and pour it on, and they were able to outscore their mistakes. That's the theme we knew would be something that would pop up, and we would say, you know, hopefully have them not do that, but it is something that has occurred, and it continues to, and you know, people suggest trades or getting this defenseman from somewhere, or go get this goalie from place A or place B. you know what, that could be an option, but I think the priority right now would be to take care of business in-house and maybe make some adjustments and find ways to fix these problems that have been lingering since day one, honestly.
Yeah, it all sounds easy, right? But the Oilers have no money. They really, I mean, they're limited. There's not a lot of teams willing to trade right now, Tom. I mean, let's be honest here. Yeah. And there's, in the farm, I mean, there's a few interesting defensive prospects that play on the defensive side. But up front, I mean, there's really no one you could bring up that's going to make an impact. Like Perlini, Turris, Benson haven't really brought much this year, but it is what it is. We'll see what that fourth line can bring tonight. But I'm with you. The Oilers have been sloppy, and they've been able to outscore, and their special teams gets them out of trouble, but they gotta clean this up for sure, Tommy. Tommy, key to a victory tonight for the Edmonton Oilers?
Yeah, don't give up a goal in the first five shots. Start with that.
Yeah.
Tighten it up. Just tighten it up. They know how to play the right way in their own zone. We've seen it for stretches of games. They know.
Yeah.
They've done it. It's not happening when the puck drops. And so do that, you know? Clean it up. Stick to your structure. Don't deviate from it, and get those first saves. Otherwise, even in the game the other night, like, they cleaned it up and they were in it. And you know, Winnipeg's a deadly team. That's a deep team, deadly team, good defense, goaltending, world class. You're gonna need your A game tonight, even if you're the Edmonton Oilers. And listen, I know Connor said maybe he should shut up about his complaining and go out there and do his job, but if he skates and the guys around him skate and hang on to the puck and create chaos in the opposition zone, that will lead to man advantage opportunities. And if you look at the Jets, one of their weaknesses is their penalty kill. It's not particularly great. It was in the 60s, mid-60s going in the last game. It allowed a couple of goals. We saw it at Draisaitl in the third period. And maybe that's one area where if you're on your horse and you're making the Jets chase you and you hang on to the puck and you crash the net, you force them into some penalties and you take advantage of those power plays, maybe that's somewhere where you could get some leverage. You got to work for it, though, and we're going to need to see the Oilers work in all areas of the game tonight if they want to be successful.
One last one here for you. Derek Ryan out, not called a concussion just yet, saying they got more tests to do, Tommy. The analytics community is and listen, I'll say this too. I think he's struggled as of late.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's leaking a lot of goals. His line, no matter who his wingers are, how big of an omission is this going to be for the Oilers for you?
Right now, not a very big one.
Okay.
He hasn't played well at all. I think of that game, when was it? Was it in Buffalo or in Boston where he came up through the neutral zone and tried to pass it to Kyle Turris at the blue line and it went off the Turris skate and they go back and score? You're thinking, why aren't you getting that puck in?
Mm-hmm.
And Derek Ryan's supposed to be a smart, cerebral player. I remember one of his quotes from earlier in the year when he's talking about his line with Fogel and Cassian is that I'm supposed to be the brains of the line. Well, he hasn't really been. And that's on him. And so, you know, whether or not we're starting to get a better picture of what Derek Ryan is. Maybe he's a spotty player. Maybe he comes and goes in streaks. Like, he'll play well for six or seven games, and then he's a mess for three or four. Maybe that's the pattern of his career that we are figuring out or learning about now.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it's not a huge loss. It's sad to say this, but, you know, Devin Shore was playing well, and he might be someone who could potentially help this group, but that's not going to happen anytime soon. So you look at the positives. One of them is Ryan McLeod's playing better. But again, to put a lot of pressure on Ryan McLeod, I don't think would be right or fair. Now, so this is a guy that hasn't even hit 20 games yet, has he?
No.
So, you know, in time, but he's showing some small sparks, and that goal certainly helped. And it's a bit of a conundrum that the Oilers are in, but you know what? You need adversity. These are long seasons. They don't always go according to plan.
Tommy, I know you're a busy man today. Thank you for taking the time to join me. I'll probably see you down at the game later, and then we're both back for the post-game show on TSN 1260. Thank you for your time, buddy, and enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, amigo. I'll talk to you later.
Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. Big shout out to Tommy Cazzola for joining me today. He's got a very, very busy day on tap, so I truly appreciate the time he gave me on the podcast today. Let's hear from the head coach, Dave Tippett, as he met with the media earlier today. He'll update us on Skinner starting, on Derek Ryan status, and all that fun stuff. Here is Dave Tippett.
Stuart Skinner obviously was just out here. Your decision to go with him and what you've liked from him so far this season?
You know what, he's been solid. He's put lots of work in. He's, every day you look at him, he looks like an NHL goalie. And Mikko's played a lot lately. We're just looking to change it up. And he played well in the third period the other night, so we'll give him the start here tonight. But he's, his whole demeanor, playing in the NHL, carrying himself like an NHL player, practicing like an NHL player, and now he needs an opportunity to play like an NHL player, and we'll continue to give them those opportunities. So excited for that.
Six games in a row, you've allowed the first goal. You talk a lot about you don't like chasing the game. What is that? Just, is it unlucky? You thought your team maybe hasn't been as prepared as you'd like early on?
There's different. There's been some breakdowns. There's been, the goal the other night you'd like to have back. There's different things that we're looking at. And, we just, that's an area where even though you give up the first goal, you got a lot of time left, but it sets a tone for where the game's going to go. And we've been able to come back from a little bit, but it's an area that you'd like to get out and get going. When you're chasing the game, especially when you get down multiple goals, you got to open up. You do things that aren't the most conducive to playing a good, strong team game. When you're in a tight game, everybody's doing their job. You're finding ways to make sure the game goes along and you find a way to win rather than chasing the game, and that's any team when you're chasing, you just look like a different team, and that's been us, too many times lately.
And the Jets, they like to play up in your face. That's their style. They go after McDavid and Draisaitl, and those two gave it right back. Do you need to see the rest of your team elevate and maybe match the intensity of the Jets?
There's some areas of our game that can improve that way for sure, just competitiveness. The other night, I didn't think we had a lot of juice in our team right all the way through. I don't know what's the last game of the road trip or whatever it was, but we got down early and I didn't feel like we were as engaged in the game as much as we should have been. We get a couple power play goals in the third to try to put a little push on, but for the most part, wasn't near at the level we need to be.
With that in mind, Dave, sorry, right here in the middle. With that in mind, I don't know if it plays into it or not, but obviously you had the playoff result against them that you did, and then you say maybe you didn't have enough of what you were looking for in that game. Should there be more in this matchup against Winnipeg because of the history?
Well, you got to take in all the factors in it. Like, you want to say, should there be more when you're dragging around 9 days on the road and you're coming in there and it's, you could tell there was low energy coming into the game, so I said to the coaches in the morning skate, I said, I'm a little worried about it. You can tell when your team has energy. This morning, our team had energy after a day off getting home. The other day, you could tell our team was dragging. And that's just a feel you have going into it. And you don't tell the players that, but you know exactly what's going on. So I expect us to have a lot more energy tonight. And in the regular season, it doesn't matter who you're playing. It doesn't matter who you're playing. You got to find a way to muster up that energy you need to win every night.
So when it comes to this matchup against Winnipeg, at even strength, is there something you'd like to see more out of your group, kind of at even strength that wasn't there?
Well, Winnipeg changed their whole game last year. I think we'd beat them a few times in a row. There was a game in there that I think we'd won 5 or 6-1 or 2 or something. They've changed their whole game since then. They've gone to a very safe, controlled game. They put pucks in. They don't take chances. There's not a lot of lateral plays. And they make you earn everything you get. The other night, we gave up 2 goals early. You get chased in the game. You got to take some chances. Now, it's going to be a tight game. It's a low event, tight game. And if you open up or if you have breakdowns or you end up chasing the game looks different.
That was Dave Tippett meeting with the Edmonton media today ahead of their game against the Winnipeg Jets. They're coming off a 5-2 loss on Tuesday to the same Jets team. The Oilers gotta shore up defensively. They gotta be much, much better in front of Stuart Skinner tonight. They're sloppy, they're loose, they're giving up a ton of shots, ton of goals, ton of high danger scoring chances. So the Edmonton Oilers gotta to buckle down here and start improving. And I know it sounds silly because they're 11-4, but have they played a really great game yet? No, they haven't. They've been kind of loose all season, and they haven't been able to start good. They've had a slow start almost in every game. The last six games, they haven't scored the first goal, so hopefully that trend changes tonight. And power play, the special teams, and their elite talent of Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl has won them a lot of games, but eventually you have to buckle down, so hopefully we see that starting tonight. Your lines for the Edmonton Oilers: Hyman with McDavid and Puljujarvi. It's the dry line, your second line. Fogle, McLeod, Cassian is your third line, and your fourth line is Benson, Sevier, and Turris. Nerth with Barry, Keith with CC, Kuka with Bouchard, Stewart, Skinner gets a start. No lines coming from the Jets skate, but this is what they went with last game, so we're assuming this is what they'll go with tonight. Andrew Kopp with Mark Scheifele and Nikolai Ehlers. Kyle Connor with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Blake Wheeler. Jansen Harkins with Adam Lowry and Evgeny Svechnikov, and Dominic Toninato with Riley Nash and Christian Veselainen. Defensively, pain in the butt, Neil Pionk will be with Brendan Dillon. Josh Morrissey with Nate Schmidt. Logan Stanley with Dylan DeMello. And look for Connor Hellebuck to start in this one. Again, take these with a grain of salt as well. And will the Oilers manage Neil Pionk a little different today? He gets away with a lot. And kudos to him. He gets up for these games. He goes toe-to-toe with the best player in the world. And more often than not, he does a really, really good job and gets under the skin of Connor McDavid. So there needs to be some pushback here and make him feel it. Make him feel that if you want to play against that McDavid, then we're going to play against like that against your best players, or we're going to run you every time we can. Cleanly, of course, but make him feel it. So we'll see what that happens. And McDavid today, I know Tommy brought it up. He was asked about the non-penalty calls on him, and he's like, I guess I got to shut up about it. A little shot there, maybe. Torts. But good on Connor McDavid. I really like Draisaitl's personality has really come out. McDavid's, it's slowly but surely coming out as well. So it's great to see. As far as the NHL, it's busy tonight. I'll just give you the Canadian matchups. Well, the Anaheim Ducks, how about them? They're going for their ninth straight win. They lead the Pacific. They're home to the Carolina Hurricanes. Toronto's home to the Rangers. Calgary's on the road in Buffalo, and Montreal takes on the Pittsburgh Penguins. And Flyers. Ryan Ellis will be out 46 weeks for the Flyers. Troy Brouwer announces retirement. And the Canadians recall Cole Caulfield. He spent six games in the AHL. And go check it out on social media. It's also on TSN.ca. But Jim Benning spoke to the media today in Vancouver as that team is in shambles right now. But it is game day. My prediction tonight, I do think the Oilers win this one. I again think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be a 4-3 win for the Edmonton Oilers, and I'm going to pick Zach Cassian to score tonight. So Zach Cassian gets on the board, and the Oilers win 4-3, and Skinner picks up his first win of the season. Let me know what you think on Twitter, at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. But let's wrap this one up. Enjoy the game tonight if you're going, and should be another fun one. Hopefully the Oilers can lock it up tonight and get back in the win column. For my producer Juanito and the Locked On Oilers podcast, I am Hernan the Man, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the game tonight. Go Oilers, go. We'll chat tomorrow.